Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, wow, it is already, what is it, about the middle of April already. Winter is hopefully past us, and spring is moving right along. A couple quick updates here before we get in today's episode. Just about Bull Collection and IVF, currently at both locations, Nebraska Bull Service, McCook, Nebraska, and Volger Semen Center, Ashland, Nebraska. We are clear full of bulls with a bit of a waiting list, but we're still accepting bulls. Go ahead and give us a call. We'll get you on the waiting list. It's that time of the year where bulls are kind of coming in and out, going, so we can hopefully get you in and out so you can get that semen stocked up on your bull before you get ready for your breeding season. As far as the IVF schedule, the next two slots, this April 19th slot is already filled up. So moving on to the May 3rd slot, I believe we have two or three openings left in that one. And the one 2 weeks after that, there are about five or six openings. So if you're interested in getting a cow, IVF through Bovatec, give Mel a call at the Ashland office, 402-944-2584. And also, folks, I want to just sit back and enjoy the episode that you're going to tune in for today, because it's going to be a really good one. Or it was a really good one, and a great friend of mine they presented an opportunity for this area of the state and the whole state. Sit back and listen as we're going to discuss Nebraska, the cattleman's ball that's going to be coming up.
Welcome to the Bullpen with your host, Les Vogler.
Okay, thanks everybody for turning into the Bullpen today. I have a good friend and a guest in here that is involved with a great project that's near and dear to a lot of people. And in some ways, as we go on, you'll kind of see, I think probably about everybody that I know has probably been affected by what this is going to be all about in long term. But I want to introduce everybody to Doctor of Veterinary Medicine, Dr. Scott Lubin. Good afternoon, Scott.
Thanks, Les. Thanks for having me today.
Yep. And Scott, go ahead and just jump right in here. What you're gracious enough, you and Mark Rathjee, is that correct?
Yep.
You guys, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're hosting the Nebraska Cattleman's Ball this year?
Yes. So my wife, Karen, and I, along with our kids, and Mark and Candy Rathy, along with their children, have decided to go ahead and host the Nebraska Cattleman's Ball for 2022.
Okay, awesome. And so what is the date for that, Scott?
So the date for this year's event is June 3rd and 4th. And it's going to be held at the Cass County Fairgrounds there right north of Weeping Water, right off of Highway 1.
Awesome. So if anybody looks at the Cass County Fairgrounds, that's going to be a wonderful location, I think, for the Cattleman's Ball.
It's a great facility that we have there, and I think it's an opportunity where we have a lot of buildings and everything like that that are already set up that will be well-suited for hosting the different events of the ball.
Yeah. Now, you say different. I mean, first off, how did you guys get involved in it for where your family and Mark's family and the Cass County Fairgrounds? How did that all come about that you decided to have it here?
Well, I might just take a step back and say that, you mentioned earlier, just as far as cancer and how it's touched all of us, really, that as well as I do. And so my family has been especially touched with it. I lost my father here over 25 years ago. My wife just lost her mother here about 2 months ago. Mm. And so, it really hits home close to us.
Yeah.
And so when the opportunity came to host the Cattleman's Ball as a fundraiser for the Fred and Pamela Bufflett Cancer Center, it didn't take too much arm twisting to get us to step forward with that.
Yeah.
it's actually been a process, obviously, with COVID, that's been a little over 2 years in the making for us now, because we were actually set to host it in 21. And then when things got delayed, we were pushed to 2022. Which, by the way, will be the 24th annual Cattlemen's Ball that they will hold in the state.
Awesome. So actually, so what you're saying, so in 2020, did they postpone the Cattlemen's Ball altogether?
So in 2020, there was no ball. It was deemed that it was not going to be feasible to be able to host that and have that with 4,500 people in attendance. And so it was canceled for that year. And then last year, Scott and Pam Miller of Columbus were actually the hosts for this year. So
So it just moved things back.
Yep, just back set it back here. A year.
So obviously you've been so, but what's the planning process been like for putting something together like this?
Well, like I said, so you know, the fortunate thing, and then maybe even it's unfortunate, you know, that we've had a couple years to really do this. You start getting kind of everything lined up with the different committees. As I'm sure we'll talk about here a little bit later, there's just a multitude of different committees involved with this and bringing that all together. We have a chairman for each committee, in addition to having an underwriting committee that's going out and getting sponsorship from the different companies and individuals across the state and even in the Midwest. We have a number of donations coming from outside the state of Nebraska.
Okay, that's something I was going to ask about. Even though it's the Nebraska Cattlemen's Ball or whatever, obviously, and being located where it is this year, I mean, in Cass County, Nebraska, we're not too far from Iowa. I mean, the people from Kansas. So it's welcome to... I mean, everybody from surrounding states are welcome to come.
Yes, right. Definitely. Anybody who wants to attend is certainly welcome to. You can get your tickets right directly online at cattlemansball.com. And the tickets are actually being run through one of the local banks in Weeping Water that's doing that. And so that is the easiest way and really the best way to go ahead and do that. We have a number of repeat attendees, you know. I would bet you that there's a number of those that are there for the both Friday and Saturday events that are there every year. And so, but then a lot of the new ones may have a chance just to come in on Saturday for those events in the afternoon and the evening meal and concert. You know, it's just... there's a number of different people that just every year want to give back and want to be involved with that. And through a number of different things that we'll do during the weekend, they just have that enormous opportunity to be able to give. So,
So there, correct me if I'm wrong, are there different levels? Like if you want to go in and buy tickets for the Cattlemen's Ball, is there different levels you can purchase that?
So as far as the tickets go, you can actually purchase what's called a Trail Boss ticket. The gates will open at 4 o'clock on Friday night. There will be some hors d'oeuvres, the different events going around in the different buildings will all be open. Silent auction, history tent, wine and arts. We're going to have some craft beer tasting, some whiskey tasting, the general store, and of course the Buffett Center will be there to do cancer screening and everything like that on site. And so those will all open up at 4 o'clock for the Trail Boss ticket holders. There's some evening, like I said, hors d'oeuvres, as well as some entertainment that's going to be provided, and then a little music to close the night off. Then starting on Saturday morning, there is a breakfast and then a lunch for those Trail Boss ticket holders.
For the Trail Boss people, okay.
And then about 12:30, 1 o'clock on Saturday, the gates will actually open up for the Top Hand ticket holders. And then Saturday, as far as some of the events that we have planned, there's still some activities that are getting lined up, but all of those things that I mentioned as far as the different buildings and the different tastings will all be going on as well. And then Saturday night culminates with the prime rib meal, which will be served in the big tent. We have Lucas Miner going to lead off for our main act, which is John Michael Montgomery.
Oh, awesome.
And then following John Michael Montgomery, we have Ned Ledoux that's going to play in the saloon tent for the evening.
You've got a lot of different
great lineup coming up on Saturday night. So
it sounds to me like if you really want to get the full experience of Trail Boss tickets, you can get in there Friday night. You can get there early Saturday. It's probably if you really want to get intimate into the whole, you know, Cattleman's Ball experience, that's probably the best way to do it.
Exactly. I think that, you know, just from experience coming in on Saturday afternoon and evening, yes, you're going to get to partake in a lot of different activities. It's really, really hard to do everything.
And so I
can't tell you how many people I've told. I says, if you've never been to a ball before and you want to experience it, I realize the cost is a little bit more, but I said, I think that 2-day ticket is by far and large the best thing that you can do to get all of those activities.
Yeah. And this is obviously something, you know, probably the people we're familiar with in the ag industry, the cattle industry and stuff are maybe a little more familiar. But with the location this year, you know, in southeast Nebraska, Cass County, Weeping Water at the fairgrounds, I would expect, hopefully you get a large draw from Omaha and Lincoln and for some of these, because there's lots of, it's not just for country people to come out to this.
No, exactly. And, you know, I expect that the Friday night crowd will be a lot of the, you know, a lot of the people that just go every year. You know, and visiting with some of them last year up at Columbus, you know, it was kind of fun because they actually talked about it almost like a family reunion. You know, they get to see different feeders and different people that they don't normally see during the year, and they kind of all come together at this one time for to raise money for cancer. So
And that's, and then talk about raising the money for the Buffett Center. Is there any particular type of cancer, or is it just a whole in general just for this facility?
So the unique thing about the Buffett Cancer Center is they will treat anything. Okay, all types of cancer are dealt with through there. We as the hosts and everything like that have had the opportunity to go through and actually tour the facility.
Really?
That was kind of put on hold because of COVID and what they were still able to let people come in. But you know, I've just encouraged all the other committee members that have been involved to be able to do that, because it's really unique to see how they address that individual cancer within the person. You know, we look at, well, as a veterinarian, you know, we look at diseases and you think, well, you know, everybody, all those animals are going to react the same, you know, if I vaccinate and I treat and this, but each one of those cancers is different. And with the opportunity that they have at the cancer center to not only involve the doctors that are treating you, but the researchers who are doing that, it's just a unique opportunity to treat each one as an individual and address their cancer, because, you know, for them, that's the most important thing for them at that point in time.
Right, exactly.
And their family.
Yeah, and that's, we're so blessed here in Nebraska to have the Buffett Center and in the Med Center, other places here, you know, in Omaha and Lincoln and in the whole state, a really cutting edge, you know, when it comes to this type of deal. And I know your family and my family, you know, you say individual, like my wife, leukemia, and I remember her first, and they've come so far with the research with that, Scott, and I think a lot of that's due to probably events like with the Cattleman's Ball, putting money and, you know, people donating to the, for the cause.
Well, and you know, we talked about money raising and everything like that, and it's really scary to think about what each one of those research unit costs to fund. And everybody says, well, you know, I don't want to donate money just to turn the lights on, you know, or this expense or that. But the unique thing about ours is it is all going towards research. The money that we raise is not going for any overhead expenses or anything like that. It is simply to fund the research in their lab for whatever cancer they're trying to address and treat at that point in time. And so, you know, there's pretty astronomical numbers, you know, when it comes to figuring out everything that it takes, you know, reagents and all of that for that procedure just to have that lab for a year. And so that's why we really wanted to step up and, you know, make this the biggest ball ever. I think our goal has been in excess of $2 million that we want to have raised for the cancer center. It's a good goal.
It's a lofty goal. That's all right.
But you know, and then the nice thing too is that with the ball, we actually get to keep a certain percentage of that within the local community.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, we talked about buying tickets as being, you know, a great way to be involved and, and a great way to give. But volunteering is an awesome opportunity because if your group, and I'm just going to pick on, say, you know, a rural fire department.
Yep.
If they wanted to buy a piece of medical equipment, okay, and they had 30 or 40 people that came and helped volunteer during the event, they can actually apply to us for a grant afterwards to actually buy that piece of equipment.
That's
so
pretty, that's a great incentive.
Well, it's a great incentive for them to get involved for that reason, as well as just, you know, for what it is for raising money
just,
for
just
cancer
to be doing
general.
It to
so,
do it, yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely, yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. So a goal of $2 million. So what, I mean, this is, and this is the 24th year. I mean, a person comes to, say you're just coming on noon on Saturday. What can you expect to see if you've never been to one before when you
well,
walk in?
Well, so first off, I guess I hope that they're inspired just by the appearance of the Cass County Fairgrounds and the ball.
Yeah, it's one of the most, I mean, I don't want to interrupt. it's one of the most beautiful fairgrounds in the state of Nebraska. It really is.
You know, as a member of the Cass County Fair Board, and I'm going on my fourth year now, I think it's something that we take great pride in, not only in how the fairgrounds looks, and you know as well as I do, we've got some great people behind the scenes that just ensure that that thing's in tip-top shape.
Yep.
And everything that even we try to do, you know, and provide for the county fair, you know, it's just kind of in a current, always changing type mode. But like I said, I don't know that you could go to probably any grounds in the state and find much that's going to come close to that.
So. I don't think so either. And I'm not, I mean, it's, yeah, it's a beautiful,
obviously
beautiful,
we have vested interest.
We have vested interest. Yeah, but it is, I'll stake. It's a beautiful fairgrounds. And I think it's going to be an excellent, excellent location. I was pretty excited. My first heard about this maybe coming down the road here a while back, but, so who all, I mean, who all is helping you on this, Scott?
So we have a number of individuals, and not to take a step back, but I just want to tell you, you know, when they come in, that's one of the things that I wanted them to see is, you know, just the grounds itself. But the big tent, the major tent where all of the evening activities and the lunch at noon will occur, you know, that'll be really the first thing they see. And it's hard to imagine a tent that's big enough to seat 5,000 people, but that's what it is.
Wow.
And they do a wonderful job. They'll actually probably get that constructed even upwards of 2 weeks before the event. So that'll be great to have there and kind of be the first sign that, hey, something big is about to happen. But then, as we mentioned earlier, we have a number of buildings that are already there.
Right.
And so as you stroll around through the fairgrounds, you know, there will be a style show for cancer survivors.
Okay.
That will be held on Saturday afternoon, and that's going to be in our open-air auditorium. We actually have between 25 and 30 that are committed. And so I actually think if there's somebody out there that's listening that wants to be involved with that, if you get your name submitted, Bev Dushkit is actually chairing that.
Okay.
Along with Katie. And so if you go ahead and get your name submitted, we can still probably get you in there. We have a number of boutiques in the Cass County area, as well as Cabela's and Shields that are helping to sponsor that and getting those models, you know, dressed and outfitted and everything like
that's awesome.
For the style show. So
that's awesome.
That's one of the first things that happens Saturday afternoon. We do have kind of a opening ceremonies around 1 o'clock and it's going to involve a lot of different youth groups from around the county. So we want to try to get them all involved as much as possible.
Sure.
And then a little bit further into the fairgrounds, we actually have the general store set up. It's going to be in the north end of our livestock building.
Okay.
It's nice. It's all concrete. There's plenty of electrical outlets and everything. So that should supply everybody that wants to come. And I know there's still some openings there. If somebody out there wants to share their wares and things, we just ask you to get involved and, you know, contact Chris Westover is the chairperson for the general store.
Okay.
On the other end of the livestock building, We actually are going to have the Buffett Cancer Screening. A number of professionals, doctors from the Buffett Center are going to be down, in addition to other in area hospital volunteers. And they're going to do a number of different cancer screening things. I actually have a good friend who swears that if it wasn't for the Cattleman's Ball a few years ago, his cancer would not have been diagnosed. And
early detection.
Yeah. Early detection is key, as we all know. So, and then we have a wine and arts tent.
Now we're talking.
Basically building. But we're going to turn our air-conditioned expo building into the Art and Wine Center.
Air-conditioned and wine.
Yes. I have a feeling that we may have to keep the fire marshal out of there. But, you know, we have wineries represented not only from the state of Nebraska, but the Boise Collection out of Sonoma Valley, California.
Oh, awesome.
They actually make a sheriff's wine. It has the Cattleman's Ball logo, and so it's going to have our Weeping Water logo imprinted right onto the bottles.
Wonderful.
And you can pre-order those through the website as well, or you can order them that day. If they sell out, which I imagine they probably will, they can always ship them to you later.
Right.
But, you know, it's just, to me, it's a nice little collection keepsake, too, you know, that kind of
absolutely
memorializes the event. So that's going to be in the expo building. And then we have a 4-H building where our silent auction items will be set up. I don't know how many we have, but I know last year they had in excess of 300 different silent auction items. And the other thing that's unique about that, too, is you don't even have to be a attendee at the ball. You can actually log in to
online
through their service and everything there and be able to purchase and buy those silent auction items. And so what was nice, you know, last year I think was really the first year they did that, but you didn't have to keep getting up and running to check and see if my number's still
see if that person at the next table outbid you. You can just be online. That's awesome.
And then the last thing that I'll mention as far as the buildings go, we actually have a couple different things, but history is such a big part of this too, not only of the history to our area, but just the history of all the Cattleman's Balls.
Okay.
You and I probably don't remember this, but one of the first balls they held was actually north of Ashland. That's the closest it's ever been to us.
Yeah, no, I don't remember that.
But it was on the old Double D property up there by Memphis.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, all the history of the balls then is also represented in this history building.
That's awesome.
We're actually using Ag Hall for that. And then we have the Cass County Museum, as well as some of the old-time museums in Nebraska City and Syracuse that are also going to come up, because this isn't just a Cass County event. This is an area event.
Right.
And so those are all involved. And so I'm actually looking forward to that, just because it gives you the chance to even learn a little bit more about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then the other thing that we have, and this is not certainly new to us, it's been done before, but I think it's going to be a real fun part of it. We're actually going to have a livestock display. We have a number of breeds that are going to be represented. So you and I know, you know, what a lot of those breeds are, but you know very well that there's a lot of people that will be there. That
great opportunity for the folks from the surrounding cities, you know, Omaha and Lincoln, to come out and bring their kids and learn a little about
it. Well, just enjoy everything. And then in addition to having those animals on display, there's actually going to be a tasting area. We call it the beef experience is what we do, because that's another big part of the ball is to promote beef in Nebraska.
Right.
We know how important that is to our economy.
It's our livelihood.
And so we have a number of people that are going to be involved with grilling up certain cuts, certain grades, so that you can actually go through and taste test.
Yep.
So you can get your wine, you can get your beer, you can come over here and get
I think you mentioned whiskey too, didn't you?
I did. We're very fortunate in the fact that we have a number of people, like I said, that have kind of stepped up and want to be involved with this. You know, a lot of them have been involved in the past, but you know, I'll just mention one because they've been involved and actually they're helping to chair that craft beer tasting, and that's the Kincaidor Group out of Broken Bow.
Okay.
They actually opened up a new tasting room in Lincoln, and I think they have one now in Omaha. And so they're certainly expanding across the state, and so we want them to have that chance you know, to showcase that. And then there's some different whiskeys that are there. One thing that's unique, and I will say, I'll plug her just because she's actually a client of mine too, but that is the popcorn whiskey that's in Ashland.
Really? Popcorn whiskey.
Yep, so kind of a unique blend, a unique form. So I'm kind of looking forward to maybe having a taste of that.
There you go. Yeah.
And I guess you can make those elements out of anything, right?
I guess. Yeah. That sounds it sounds to me. So there's something for young and old, and it sounds like a lot of shopping for the women and a lot of other things for the men to do, and maybe the men like to go shopping too. But then a great lineup of entertainment. You said, what was it, Lucas Minor? And
yep,
then...
so for those local ones, they probably recognize Lucas. Lucas plays in a number of area locales and even outside of our area.
Right.
And so very fortunate. And when we were first announced that it was coming, he actually had reached out and he said, you know, he says, it's always been my dream to to be part of that and perform at it. And so we certainly wanted that opportunity. And one thing I didn't mention earlier, he is going to be the opening act for John Michael Montgomery. But during the afternoon, in a couple locales probably on the grounds, he's going to actually just sit and do some acoustical music. So while you're getting that whiskey tasting or craft beer tasting, you can sit down and enjoy a little bit of music
there
at time.
What a wonderful day. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. We're looking forward to many activities, obviously, filling that day. And Saturday is the busy day because that's when you have more, you know, people involved. But, you know, we've got some unique events planned for Friday as well.
Yeah.
The Loft Theater is actually going to do a special production, not the normal version of their plays, but they're actually going to write their own little
something special
tidbit for the Cattleman's Ball. And so that will be kind of the entertainment there on Friday. And then we actually have a little bit of musical act and everything like that after that. So
it's really a jam-packed
It is. It's going to be jam-packed of lots of different things.
A lot of different things. And for those of you that aren't familiar with the fairgrounds, it's one of those fairgrounds that is easy to walk around in. And it's and the surface is great. The facilities are great. So it's not like you're going to be out walking up and down hills and you're not out in the middle of a, you know, a field or anything. It's really, really easy and accessible for everybody to walk around and see all these things.
Very much so. The parking will be right outside the main gate. And so, you know, when you're trying to figure out how can I shuttle people to that, it's like, well, it's going to be difficult, I think, just because tightness, you know, of being able to even use some of the shuttles. So we'll probably implement a lot of UTVs and golf carts and everything like that at getting, but even if you don't ride that, I mean, you're not looking at a great distance to walk to get into the facility.
It's easy to get around. So, and this is coming up, you said June 3rd and 4th. So, this is coming right around the corner. So again, Scott, what are some of the websites where can they, you have websites, Facebook, what all do you have?
So we've got a, and I mentioned earlier too, and I'm going to take a step back, but we've got a wonderful underwriting crew that's been out, that's been working at getting donations. And I tell you, you know, this should come as nothing. It's no surprise, but the state of Nebraska is wonderful as far as giving goes. You know, if it isn't something that maybe necessarily directly touches you, we are just an extremely fortunate to have the communities absolutely. That we live in and the state that we live in. And so, but they've had some wonderful contacts with corporations and individuals and other local businesses that have all kind of rallied behind that mm-hmm. want to be involved somehow. And then, as I said earlier, each one of these committees has their own chairperson along with their helpers that are, whether it's lining up auction items or lining up volunteers. And like I said, that's really what makes this thing go. Right. I said, everybody always asks me, how do you have time to help do this? And I said, there's one thing I've learned in 32 years of being a veterinarian. I says, if you can delegate a lot of that stuff, that's how things get yep. done. And it's actually better if I just kind of step yep. back.
One of my sayings is surround yourself with great people.
That's exactly what we've done.
Surround yourself with great people.
But you asked earlier, what's the best place? How do I get involved? How do I learn more about this? There's a lot of history even on the website. Yeah. So cattlemansball.com, and there are a number of links through that. You can order tickets. You can sign up to be a volunteer. You can go in and learn about the different ways of giving. You can learn about the history of the ball and where it's been and how much money's been raised. And I think last year I kind of looked at some numbers and, over the history of it, I think there's been almost $25 million that mm-hmm. have been donated to the Buffett Center mm-hmm. just from the balls alone.
Awesome.
And in talking with our advisory board and the director there, the Nebraska group has really looked highly when you look at all the different groups in the nation too. There's some of them, I think, that probably do kind of look at that
yeah.
as far as the structuring goes. So, like I said, we're very fortunate to have the people that we have. And we look forward to obviously continuing that and being able to have many more balls.
Yeah.
Who knows? I might just be going every year that week.
there you go. Yeah. Well, it's a great time of the year. So yeah, I strongly encourage anybody to go check out, cattlemansball.com.
Yep.
And, get on the links and probably donate. Let me ask you this, and I don't know, if you donate or want to be a sponsor, do you get any tickets with that, Scott?
Yeah, so let me I'm going to take a step back and just maybe try to briefly. I'll probably forget something, but yep. all the different ways that you can actually donate for the ball. Obviously, you being there and learning more and buying your ticket, and hopefully if you yourself are going to have cancer and you find this out that, like the individual I mentioned earlier, that we find out early and do it. That's, mm-hmm. to me, that's the huge, biggest reason and everything like yep. that for that. But just your ticket cost, yes, there's costs incurred with that, but that is a lot of how our money is raised by yep. having butts in the seat, basically.
Right. Yeah.
People that are there to learn and partake in that. But certainly, there's a lot of things that go into sponsoring certain events there. We'll have a very nice magazine catalog, which will have everything detailed in there as far as, who all the sponsors have been and what they did. A couple of the things that we've done up until now is the Calf for a Cure program. We actually purchased a group of steers that went into a feedlot back in December. And so those will be finished out and probably processed here in May.
Okay.
And so that was one way that people could get involved. You can still actually donate to that mm-hmm. Program as well. It was $1,000 to sponsor a steer or $600 to sponsor the feed. Yeah. Now, we know that those aren't real costs for now.
Right.
Maybe when this started 24 years ago, we might have been there. But
yeah.
That's a monetary number that
right.
we've assigned to that and just kind of gives you a little recognition for that. One of the other products, and I don't think this is done every year, but through one of our sponsors, Frontier Co-op, we've actually also got the Grain for a Cure program. So
Okay. Obviously
it was a very profitable year last year for a lot of our area farmers, and God knows we need those.
Yes, yes. One out of ten we need, right?
But if you want to donate, just say 500 bushel of corn or whatever.
Gotcha.
You could actually do that, and actually that would go towards your sponsorship. If you sponsor $2,500 or more, it does entitle you to a couple of the Trail Boss tickets.
Awesome.
And obviously, as you go up, there are more and more tickets that come with that. So I actually asked if you are interested in that. There is a link on the site for that. Kirk Greiner with Schuller Grain has actually been kind of the chairperson with that. But we've been working very closely with Frontier on that, just because they're kind of our big area co-op in the community.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then starting on Friday morning, we're actually going to be holding a golf outing at Quarry Oaks. Okay. There again, you can sign up right through the website. And so we have up to 36 teams that we'll take. For those of you that have never golfed at Quarry Oaks, it's a wonderful opportunity to see it.
Beautiful course.
It's not necessarily about the golf. No. I always enjoy the scenery more than anything else. So
you're almost guaranteed to see some wildlife.
Oh, definitely.
And maybe not just in the golf game. I don't know.
So, but that is Friday morning. And so we just ask if you are interested in that, get signed up for that, because I really,
is that like a four-man
scramble? It's a four-man scramble, and it's $500 a team.
Okay.
And so, but like I said, great opportunity. And, and I look for that thing to fill up.
I would imagine. And you don't have to be a good golfer. You just got to
Fun. You just have to know one person
You got to have one ringer. So, awesome.
And then, like I said, Friday night, the tents will actually open up for the Trail Boss ticket holders. And so we have some special events planned for our top donor reception. As I said, we have a number of companies that have been very, very good with donations. And so it's a chance for us to kind of just recognize and say thank you for that. And then, like I said, sponsors, you know, of the various events, the various tents and everything like that throughout the fairgrounds. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention, we just were able to secure a new pickup truck for our truck raffle.
I think I saw something about it.
Yep. And that was the other thing that it just, it never ceases to amaze me. Like I said earlier about the giving of our community. Obviously, when you've been touched by cancer, it's maybe a little bit easier to write that check. But like I said, we're just very fortunate that the Dinsdale Group out in Grand Island has consented to giving us a 2022 GMC Denali. There's some actually pictures, I believe, that are on the website. Certainly, it's been plastered over the social media. And so... look, if you're interested, Angie and Lee Jameson have kind of chair-holded that, but there are a number of us that are involved that have tickets, and so you're certainly welcome to get a hold of any of us. And if you have any questions about that, just submit it through the website, and it'll go to the correct person as well.
So there is a lot of stuff going on.
There is a lot of stuff.
Well, you will be glad to, probably when June 5th rolls around.
Well, probably the 6th or 7th.
6th or 7th, yeah, when you come down. Yeah, it's been, because you've been, I mean, basically almost 2 years in the works.
Yep, we've been planning for a little over 2 years now that we've kind of known this is going to happen.
And,
so.
And the one thing, you got tents set up in the building, so it's pretty much weather protected. For anybody thinking about, you know, we all know what the Nebraska weather is like. It'd be 92 one day and wake up the next morning and it's 35, like today. Wonderful. But
well, and obviously, Les, you're familiar with our livestock building, you know, and it's an open air facility.
Yep.
However, we actually have the awning company, the supplier of the tents, is going to put a wall on that, and we're going to be able to hang that around to protect that from some of the weather and everything like that.
If we get too much wind or something.
And we've kind of joked, I said, that might just need to become a permanent structure.
Might need to be permanent there, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, wonderful, Scott. Well, I think you pretty much informed everybody. Is there anything, I mean, go ahead and throw out that website again where people can get...
Yep. So, cattlemansball.com, that's the place to go. And you'll see things spread through Twitter, Facebook, as much of the social media as we can get out there. Like I said, we've done some special honoring on Sunday evenings, sponsor Sundays for those companies that have, you know, written at certain donation levels. And so you can go back and you can review those and look and see who's all been involved and how awesome. Much that's meant. So, but yeah, I can't say cattlemansball.com enough because that's really the center for everything, tickets, sponsorship, everything.
That's simple and easy to go to. So, hey, thanks so much, Scott, for coming in today and talking about this. So I strongly encourage any, friends of the Bullpen Podcast, cattlemansball.com. Check it out. Dates are June 3rd and 4th, Weeping Water, Nebraska, Cass County Fairgrounds. Going to be a wonderful event for a great, great cause. So cattlemansball.com. Check it out, folks. See you later.
A Huda Media Production.